This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 16th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency today issued a long-awaited proposal on the thorny issue of exempting some small oil refiners from U.S. biofuel blending mandates. The agency is proposing two options. One, either full reallocation or a 50% reallocation for small refinery exemptions, known in the industry as SREs, that were granted in full or in part for 2023 and 2024, as well as those projected to be granted for 2025. Clean Fuels Alliance America said the proposal was a victory for farmers and renewable fuel producers. The EPA move follows opposition from makers of corn ethanol, renewable diesel, and other sustainable fuels to Biden-era mandates under the renewable fuel standard. The question of whether to give smaller refiners claiming economic hardship due to biofuel policy plaguing President Trump during his first term. Trump is self-avowed of supporting both farmers and the petroleum industry. The EPA has also said it will update its estimate of exempted gallons for 26 and 27. President Trump today extended the deadline to find a deal over the social media video platform TikTok to December 16th. The original deadline was January 19th this year, with the president's action extending the mark for a fourth time. Now, Trump said he would discuss the framework deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. The recent 2 days of talks in Madrid between the U.S. and China concentrated on social media and not on other trade issues, like soybeans. Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association, says farmers need Washington to step in and create opportunity for growers.
We need strong actions that bring certainty to the market and strengthen our position on trade, both in the competition and price that we have for our input and on the price we're receiving for our soybeans and other ag commodities. Because right now, we're getting hit on both ends, on both the expense side and on the market price side, due to the problems that are created by this current trade war. And it is devastating our industry. We must have a paradigm shift, or it is going to be bloody on a level not seen in my lifetime for our industry.
Ragland says farmers are concentrating on the harvest, but also making plans for a new crop year under very shaky financial circumstances.
We need certainty, and right now the uncertainty that exists in our whole sector is alarming. That's both both on making decisions with inputs. It's making a decision on whether or not to invest with infrastructure and equipment. And when you combine low returns, higher interest rate, and lots of uncertainty in the market, it makes it hard for us to make any decisions as an industry.
Agriculture trade issues with China have been pushed back for another month. Ragland says farmers can't wait much longer for answers.
We're going to have to make it happen, or else we're out of business. That is the dark reality for thousands of our farm families across this country. And that's why it is so important to make sure that we have a bright opportunity now and in the future within our market. If you give the American farmer opportunity, we're going to win. We have done that for years. Our customers tell us we have the best soy product of any producers in the world. When our price is competitive, they want our product. But when we're at a 20% disadvantage to Brazil due to the tariffs, it's hard for us to gain that business.
Ragland says soybean growers are reporting prices for their crops from $1.50 to $1.75 lower than this time last year. Democratic leaders voicing opposition to a stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. Minority leaders, they will say they will not support a measure that doesn't address their concerns. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.